Time, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm gonna pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com. Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Another incident involving a water vessel and bridge, this time in Galveston, Texas. Officials say a barge hit the Pelican Island Causeway, damaging a portion of that bridge and causing an oil spill in the bay. Galveston County Judge Mark Henry.
A barge under tow apparently broke loose and impacted the train or railway side of the bridge. But the railway and vehicular traffic bridge are connected.
The bridge is shut to traffic along with a stretch of the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway. As IDF battles Hamas in Rafah and pushes further into the region, the U.S. says it's monitoring the situation in Gaza's southernmost city and working to get U.S. doctors trapped out safely. In opening statements of the bribery trial of Democratic Senator Robert Menendez, prosecutors allege corruption schemes that, quote, filled Menendez's pockets, starting with a promise to assist the government of Egypt and military aid. Menendez has pleaded not guilty to 16 federal charges. This is ABC News. A huge manhunt in France continuing today after heavily armed men ambushed a prison van, all to free an inmate.
24 hours after a dramatic and deadly attack at that toll booth 85 miles north of Paris, still no sign of the prisoner who escaped from a police van. The man has been identified as 30-year-old Mohamed Amra, also known as The Fly. He was freed after his accomplices opened fire on police, killing two officers on the spot. Three others were seriously injured. Hundreds of officers have been deployed across the country to search for the suspects. An Interpol red notice, which is similar to an international arrest warrant, has now been issued. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
If you're having a little trouble finding photos on your phone, a new Google feature may help you out. It's called Ask Photos and is meant to help users find specific pictures in their gallery by talking to Google's Gemini chatbot. That new feature will show up over the next few months. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Price is much lower than a grocery store. Wine, spirits, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes. With thousands of bottles that you get to explore, Total Wine has everything you need and more. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank God. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans for $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Oh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Oh.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. State Senate Democrats were angry after Republicans abruptly adjourned a floor session Tuesday. Milwaukee Democrat Tim Carpenter wanted the chamber to take up bills that passed in the assembly.
It almost makes me want to cry because we're elected to do something, and I feel sorry for some of the people that are going to be hurting out there just because the Republicans didn't care.
Republicans did achieve their goal of overriding several of Democratic Governor Tony Evers' vetoes, 9 in all, including bills to allocate $125 million in PFAS remediation and to release $15 million for health care services in Eau Claire and Chippewa counties. Republicans in the state assembly are 2 votes short of the 2-thirds majority needed to override those vetoes. Community furor forces a Milwaukee area Pride Month event to be canceled. A drag queen story time was scheduled at the Batter and Mac Bakery in Menominee Falls as a fundraiser to benefit a Milwaukee LGBTQ youth organization. Online threats and a push to boycott the bakery came after the event was announced last week. Co-owner Brittany Wolfile described the event to Fox 6 Milwaukee.
They would have read the story, and then the kids were going to decorate cupcakes.
The bakery owners say they'll go in another direction to raise money for the youth organization. In Milwaukee Tuesday, Governor Evers was on hand to accept a ceremonial football marking the start of a countdown to the 2025 NFL draft in Green Bay. Evers noted Detroit did a great job in hosting this year's draft.
Folks, they've set a high bar, but guess what? We're the home of Titletown. We sure the hell aren't going to fumble it on our own turf.
The football was carried across Lake Michigan on the Lake Express Ferry before being taken to Green Bay. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A beautiful day today under sunny skies with high temperatures soaring to the low 70s. Winds become a bit breezy overnight tonight and clouds thicken as showers and thunderstorms roll in for tomorrow. It'll be a darker and damper day. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Conversation. Got a lot to get to on our program. Jam-packed show coming up here after the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk with Mike Steenhoek, Executive Director with the Soy Transportation Coalition. We've got a few different things we're going to talk about, including this Canadian rail strike potential and what impacts that could have here on North American transportation and ag economy and more. I'm sure we'll also catch up on water levels and shipping around the world and much more. So that's coming up here after the bottom of the hour. We'll also talk in segment two with Casey Seymour from Moving Iron LLC. We'll talk a little bit about the ag equipment and auction market. So be good to catch up with Casey once again here on AOA. That's on the way here in segment two. And before we wrap up the program today, at the end of the show, we're going to learn more about the new seasons of Farm Her and Ranch Her with Raquel Kaler, the CEO of Farm Her and Ranch Her, which you can see on RFD TV each and every week. So we're going to catch up with her coming up here before we wrap up the program today. Again, brought to you by Cenex. Long hours is the name of the game for farmers and ranchers. Cenex Premium Diesel helps to keep your trucks and your farm equipment on the road. Learn more online at cenex.com. Joining us now as we kick things off and talk markets, Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing. And Dwayne, sounds like you got a little bit of a break from being in the field with some rain moving through your neck of the woods there in South Dakota. But that gives us a chance to get you in the office and get you on the show here today. Hope you're doing well, buddy.
Yeah, doing really good. How are you doing, Jesse?
You know, the coffee is strong. The newborn dad life, so far, so good. And, hey, the markets are in the green on a Wednesday. So it's all positive here today, Dwayne.
Well, good. Well, congratulations on the new one. That's a lot of fun. It won't be long and you'll be chasing baseball players and stuff like that, like I'm doing too, which is, it's great. Trust me.
Oh yeah. I'm definitely looking forward to that for sure. Get him his first football in his hands or baseball bat there or whatever. Go. That's my goal. So we'll see how that goes.
Maybe try and make him left-handed too. That helps on the baseball side a little bit.
You know, that's not a bad idea. We'll see. I don't know if I could make him that way, but we'll see.
Just, when you stretch that bat out, when he reaches with his right hand, you pull it back and say, no, and you just, it's not hard, Jesse. You can do this stuff.
We could talk about this stuff for hours, I'm sure. Let's talk markets. Grains, you and I were just talking about this before we went live. Green on the screen in the grain trade to start off Wednesday. But really, these markets, I feel like we're at some levels here where there's a lot of farmer selling going on right now, isn't there, Dwayne?
Yeah, and I hope so. I'm friendly to the market, and I love seeing the funds get out of short positions, and I think that'll continue. So I think the rally continues. But as I talk that way in my commentary or to my clients, I instantly go back and tell them, keep those working orders out there for December corn. And I can see it right on the waterfall here, Jesse, at every flat ticker price or cent. So at like 497, 498, 499, you see larger sell orders out there. And $5, there's going to be a ton of farmer sell orders. So just get off that right away, undercut everyone else and go lower. So yeah, no, you're right. There's a lot of farmer selling out there, and that's a good thing.
Well, thinking about that, especially in terms of these corn here, you know, if a lot of folks are holding out, hoping for that $5 mark, they don't have orders working yet. Is it, and some people may shake their head at me or laugh at me, but is it a bad thing to say if we can get this to around that 498 mark or so, is it necessarily a bad thing to give up a penny or two and take some profit and make some sales there?
No, it's a very good thing to do. And I guess I'll take it even a step further. Don't do the flat 498 or 497. Go, 496 and three quarters, you know, because they're like I'm seeing here this morning, there's more orders right at those flat prices. So no, but it's easy as we talk and reference, you know, to make those flat, well, $5, we're going to make sales, you bet. Just, yeah, we'll talk that way so we all remember the number, but just undercut it just a little bit. No, it is a good move.
Well, and I think about this too. Old adage says sometimes you don't necessarily remember the price that you did get, you remember the price you missed out on. And with the way this waterfall is going, I mean, unless we get some sort of significant push here to move us through some of this overhead resistance, I mean, I just feel like we could keep bumping up against these psychological levels and these sell orders and fall backwards each day.
It's very possible. I mean, I do think we got enough momentum. We probably will push through five. I mean, I think it depends a lot on the weather. So I'm sure everyone out there is going, well, if you think we're pushing through, why are we selling here? Well, I'm not that good to pick the high. That's why we just scale up sale. I'm not even close. But we do have some interesting things. You know, when I look at the crop progress report, you know, we're fine as a nation, but Illinois and in Iowa being behind the normal planting pace, that is concerning. You know, it's not like it's North Dakota or South Dakota that's behind. It's two major states. But they've got like a 3 or 4 day window. I really need to reach out to a few of our growers down there to see how well it's going. You know, is it 3 or 4 days to dry out and then you could plant, or are you really going during these 3 or 4 days? Because you and I talk too, you can get a lot covered in 3 or 4 days. But then after that, they've got a rainy stretch again. So, man, if our weather forecast on Friday afternoon or early next week is for them to be wet and cold, this market will probably definitely pop through to $5.
I want to make sure I touch on this before we run out of time. We got the consumer price index data out Wednesday morning, up 0.3% month on month, matching analyst expectations. The PPI was slightly hotter than analyst expectations Tuesday, but overall just feels like pesky inflation still kind of here, Dwayne.
Absolutely. No, that's the best way I would sum it up too is, I mean, inflation's slowing, but it's still increasing. It's still a problem. I think the administration is kind of backing themselves in a corner. It's going to be a little tough down the road here how to manage this. But it's got the U.S. dollar down lower this morning, which is good for commodities. And I think money flow could maybe come into commodities because of maybe our weaker outlook for the economy.
Well, and money flow, too, looking pretty good in the livestock trade. I know cattle had a strong upside day Tuesday, a bit higher on Wednesday. Any notes for us in this protein market here, Dwayne?
Yeah, biggest thing is, you know, cash market was still strong around that 187. And I think the June futures got just a little too wide of a discount down in that 175, 176 area. You combine that with really sharply higher box beef so far this week. We must have had good movement over the last weekend. And of course, on Memorial Day weekend coming up, demand is strong. I think the futures market needs to rally back up a little bit closer to cash. And I'm hearing there's just not a lot of cash cattle out there either. So Packers might have to pay up for them this week.
Well, Dwayne, as we wrap it up here, final thoughts, anything big you want folks to really think about and watch for here throughout the rest of the week?
Yeah, you know, I'm still bullish on the grains in the short term here. Hopefully they keep grinding higher as these funds get out of short positions, maybe even go long with a little weather scare. But this weather scare to me is a selling opportunity for new crop and for the old crop. So keep those orders in place. Don't cancel them if they're close. Just making money this year is good because with all this moisture in the ground now, we could have higher yields come fall. I hate to say that. Everyone hates me already, but it's possible.
Well, folks want to reach out and have a conversation, I know they could do that. So they can reach you, boltmarketingllc.com. A great place to start with that. Dwayne Bussey, Bolt Marketing. Dwayne, always good to chat with you, my friend. Have a good one. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right, coming up next on AOA, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. We're going to talk with Casey Seymour of Moving Iron LLC on the way next here on AOA.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney. Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation. Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
From grain and livestock market analysis to policy updates affecting agriculture, the latest agricultural weather, ag news headlines, and much more, we have you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. Get up-to-the-minute information with the American Ag Network on air, online, and on demand. Find us on your favorite social media platforms and follow the American Ag Today podcast anywhere you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Trains are everywhere. You should always expect one, even on private property. Only cross tracks at designated crossings that fit your equipment. If you don't fit, don't commit. Whatever you're operating, secure your load, raise your equipment, and avoid getting stuck or causing damage. Minimize distractions. Remember, noisy equipment drowns out the sound of a train. Unless you're crossing, always keep a safe distance from train tracks. Look, listen, live. For more info, go to oli.org.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And thanks for sticking with us here on AOA today, brought to you by Cenex. Selecting the right grease is critical. Cenex Premium Grease has helped achieve superior strength and performance. Trust your local experts at Cenex to find the right premium grease for you, or visit Cenex.com for more information. Well, let's talk now about what's happening in the auction and equipment market and get an update from Casey Seymour with Moving Iron LLC, joining us here today on AOA. Casey, welcome back to the show. It's always good to talk with you, sir. How are you?
Doing great, Jesse. Thanks for having me again.
You bet. You bet. Just real quick to start, how's planting progress been on your travels in your neck of the woods there around Nebraska? I know a lot of your neighbors to the south in Kansas, for instance, we got that Kansas wheat tour going on this week, things like that. I mean, how's things been looking across the countryside in your neck of the woods, Casey?
So I'm out in the Panhandle, Nebraska, and things are going good. We've had a fair amount of rain for our area come through, kind of kept things quiet for a little bit, but for the most part, things have been on pace to where they should be.
All right. Well, that's a good thing to hear. Good thing to hear as we plug away through planting season. Let's talk auction market. And, you know, we follow along with the auction market quite a bit and just kind of see where prices are at, what equipment is hot, what equipment's not, so to speak. Talk to me about this. It sounds like you've been seeing a little bit of leveling off, and you kind of called this here in this auction market. Talk to me about what you're seeing right now, Casey.
Yeah, so coming out of March into April, kind of felt like things had kind of leveled off for a little while. We'd watched some sales where things had been fairly consistent within a range that you would expect to see. And I was kind of anticipating that once planting season got started and a few more of these auctions started to happen, that we'd see things start to tail off again. And that's kind of what we're seeing now. We're starting to see things slide a little bit. I'm not real bullish about the auction market going in into what I would consider the auction season here that starts late August and goes through the end of the year. If you look what's going right now in the auction marketplace, there's some big auctions coming here. This week there's two or three auctions that close that are of good size that are going to have an impact on the marketplace. Row crop tractors are still a struggle. We're seeing some movement there that show that 350 to 400 horsepower tractor, there's just so many of them out there, Jesse, that supply and demand is starting to flip back the other way from what we saw in COVID, where there's more supply than there is demand, and you're starting to see that reflect in the auction value.
Well, thinking about folks out there maybe looking at equipment on auctions, and we just talked, of course, in segment one with Dwayne Bussey about the markets, and we've been getting a bit of a rally here in grains, maybe some farmer selling happening there, things like that. This overall market picture and the ag economy, I mean, how does that all look in your opinion in terms of, you know, could it lead some farmers to maybe dip their toe a little bit more into this auction market here as we get into that seasonal window?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you're going to see some guys perk their ears up here when you're starting to see $5 corn, December corn get in there, and you're starting to see, you know, $7 corn or $7 wheat pop into that. So you're going to see some people perk up when those numbers start hitting the board. I think for me, when I'm looking at things going on here, I'm starting to see leasing to be a bigger deal, and I think more folks are looking at leasing structures just because of how expensive it's gotten and how much, you know, the overall kind of movement of the marketplace is. It feels like a lot of people are looking at leasing right now. I've talked to the folks over at Ag Direct a little bit about this, and they're seeing similar patterns to what they saw in, you know, 2019, 2020 time frame, which there was a lot of leasing activity in that time frame. So we're starting to see that come back. So I think, to me, looking at how leasing structures work and all the stuff that come into that, the payment structures are different than if you just do a traditional note. So I think more people are looking at that leasing option as a possibility to move down the stream, especially if you look at some of the equipment they might have where they may be don't have the equity that they might have had a couple years ago in today's marketplace. Sometimes it just makes more sense to go to that leasing route.
We're talking with Casey Seymour from Moving Iron LLC. And thinking about leasing here, Casey, are dealers maybe running some special or supportive leasing programs and structures right now, or is it more just a case of that that's just a more attractive option to some farmers right now, and they're not necessarily taking advantage of any sort of leasing deals or anything right now?
I can't say that I know of really any leasing structures out there that are being promoted that I've seen. I've seen a lot of lower interest rates pop up on the used side, just with some dealers are doing different stuff, and some manufacturers too on the new side are doing some stuff where I've seen, you know, some 0 for 24, 0 for 36 type stuff out there. And if you're looking at some used stuff, I've seen some 1.9s and 2.9s out there on various dealer ads. So, I mean, obviously, taking advantage of those situations are going to change dramatically with what you're doing, especially if you're looking at your interest rate that you have on the machine that you've got, where you might have a 3% interest rate or a 4% interest rate or lower. You know, look at doing something, taking some advantage of those things, it's a great opportunity to do that. But as far as leasing goes, I haven't really seen any, you know, dyed in the wool programs out there yet that support that.
Well, I wonder too, and this is me just kind of thinking out loud here, but maybe some folks go on the leasing route if they need to get into or want to get into a different piece of equipment here, maybe just with a little trepidation about the overall ag economy right now. I mean, we see inflation's kind of pesky and hanging around here as well in the broader economy. So, you know, maybe as farmers have maybe worked through some of that capital they had stored up here the last couple of years, maybe that's part of why we're seeing a little more leasing here, Casey. I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking about this here, that maybe just doing that out of caution, don't want to lock themselves into a multi-million-dollar machine when they could just lease it, right?
I think so, yeah. Look at how that impacts your balance sheet and all those kind of things. And obviously your accountant's going to have better answers to that than I am. But if you're looking at trying to grow your, you know, generationally grow your farm, and you're trying to look at where you want to put your money at, that's not a depreciating asset. I mean, taking a look at leasing is always a good option for that. Again, same thing with that also. I mean, you look at cash outlays and cash flow and all those kind of things, and how leasing works with that compared to a traditional down payment structure moving into a retail note structure. Again, how does that cash flow work with what you see happening out there? And I think, to your point, you know, people can be a little more conservative about what they're doing than they have been, you know, the past couple of years.
Yeah, very, very true. Very, very true. Well, Casey, as we kind of think about wrapping things up here in this segment, any other final thoughts, any other big things you are keeping an eye on here across the auction market, the used market, et cetera, right now?
Yeah, I think...
Well, I think we just lost Casey. We had him there. There he popped back in. There he is. Casey, what we lost you right as you started your final answer there, buddy.
Yeah, I was going to say there's going to be a lot of good auctions coming up with a lot of really good low-hour stuff out there like we've seen over the last 18 months. So if you're in the opportunity to buy something and you're looking to update your stuff, you're going to have the opportunity to do that at a good price out there. So just pay attention to what's going on in the auction marketplace and start making your wish list and see what pops up from, especially after planting season's over.
Well, and I know folks can follow along with you guys. You have a podcast as well, the Moving Iron Podcast, and you'll have the 2024 Moving Iron Summit coming up this November, I believe, in Nashville. So give us a plug for where folks could find info on all that stuff.
Yeah, just go to movingironllc.com, got all the information there, and then at Moving Iron LLC on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and then I got a YouTube channel over at Moving Iron Podcast.
Fantastic. movingironllc.com for more information. Casey Seymour with Moving Iron LLC, always good to chat with you, sir. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week. We'll talk to you again soon.
You too, Jesse. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Again, good thoughts there, and definitely got to think about some things going on in that equipment market, but definitely keep them in mind here and keep tabs on things. As Casey said, a lot of good auctions are coming up here very, very soon. Again, Casey Seymour there with Moving Iron LLC. Today's AOA brought to you by Cenex. Every minute matters on the farm and ranch. Bulk premium diesel fuel storage can boost productivity and maximize your ROI. Learn more at your local Cenex location or visit Cenex.com for more information. All right, coming up next here on AOA, what is the latest on this Canadian rail strike? What could that do to impact shipping here around North America? And also, how about the latest in terms of what's happening with water levels on the Mississippi and Panama and the canal there, shipping challenges around the world and more? We're going to talk with Mike Steenhoek, Executive Director of the Soy Transportation Coalition. He joins us next on AOA, Agriculture of America.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises, providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins at the Mercantile Exchange. June milk down 40 to 2046, July down 20 to 1971, August down 15 to 1935, September down 16 at 1936. Meanwhile, live cattle markets and feeder cattle markets are mixed, lower in some of the nearbys and higher in deferreds. A little bit of profit taking and still some demand concerns, and they're really waiting for the cash markets to truly develop. Hogs moving mostly lower as well. Again, some potential for lower cash markets and concerns of lower pork demand continue to pressure prices. June live cattle down 35 cents to 177.82. May feeder cattle down 40 cents to 242.87. And June hogs down 95 cents to 97.37. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets moving mostly lower after starting the day higher, but soybeans and wheat moving mostly higher. Still some concerns about potential rain delays as well, helping to support some of the markets. But there are some farmers that are catching up very nicely with spring planting due to that nice planting window, especially in parts of the northwestern corn and soybean belts, and that's providing some market pressure. New crop corn now down 2 to 489. New crop beans, though, up 3.25 to 1208 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, July up 3.5 to 676. Minneapolis wheat, July down 3.25 to 730. I'm Brian Winnikins.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
We'll be right back.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Welcome back to AOA. Jesse Allen back with you here. Today's program brought to you by Cenex. Every minute matters on the farm and ranch. Bulk premium diesel fuel storage can boost productivity and maximize your ROI. Learn more at your local Cenex location or visit cenex.com for more information. Well, I joked around with folks a little bit, spent a week away as getting into the newborn dad life and kind of disconnected myself a little bit from what was happening in agriculture, the markets and more. But I did see this email note come across that really caught my attention, and I immediately had to get Mike Steenhoek, Executive Director at the Soy Transportation Coalition, lined up to talk with me on the show once I got back to it. Mike, thanks for joining us here today as we got a few different things to talk about, including this Canadian rail strike potential. So glad to have you with us, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Jesse. It's good to be with you.
So give us a rundown. And like I said, I saw this headline come through my email. And obviously, you know, we've seen rail strike potential in the U.S. here not too long ago, and we knew what that could do. Well, now we're seeing it looks like that potential in Canada. Wondering if it could have some of the same impacts of what some of the U.S. strikes could have had. I mean, walk us through the latest in what we're seeing in Canada right now.
Yeah, it's an issue of concern and merits our attention. So the main labor union in Canada that represents railroad workers is called Teamsters Canada Rail Conference. And there's two major railroads in Canada, the Canadian National and the Canadian Pacific Kansas City. And the contract between the union and the railroads expired on December 31st of 2023, and they've been continuing to operate ever since, still engaged in negotiations. Well, it kind of came to a head on May 1st when the labor union voted to authorize a strike at both railroads, and then what that strike authorization set in motion was in 21 days, because there's a mandatory cooling off period once a strike is authorized, before a strike can actually occur or a stoppage can occur. And so that put on the calendar, May 22nd is the earliest a strike could occur. So that's something that's obviously a concern for us. Well, what the Canadian federal government has done is they now initiated a study to determine how seismic the impact would be if a strike were to occur. And while that evaluation is occurring, neither side could either lock each other out or engage in a strike. So it's kind of on temporary hold, but it's still, the issue has not been resolved and the two sides are quite far apart in negotiations. And so what the issue for us is, people can ask, well, what's the big deal? That's the Canadian network. It's not in the U.S. network. Well, that's true, but anytime you have a shipment that will either originate in the United States and is destined to Canada, and we do have some of our exports, they do cross the border into Canada. So anytime that you go into cross the border, the Canadian network, that would be shut down. So those kind of shipments would be impacted. A lot of fertilizer is obviously produced in Canada and shipped down to the United States via rail. So those shipments would be implemented. That would be affected as well if you had a strike. So it is something that is would have impact on the broader economy, certainly on agriculture, and that's something that, you know, we hope the two sides could come to an agreement before it has to resort to something like that.
And I'm glad you mentioned that about fertilizer. That was the first thing that came to my mind, Mike, when I think about trains coming from Canada. I remember, you know, as a little kid growing up watching the potash trains with the cars that clearly said Canada on the side of them coming through Marble Rock, Iowa, you know, when I was a little kid. And I know that still continues today. So, you know, even though, to your point, like, we think about, okay, it's Canada, how big of a problem can it be? But you think about major railroads like Canadian National and the CPKC that, I mean, our rail network here in North America is so interconnected that I feel like any disruption can have ripple effects throughout the entire chain, can it?
It can. And, you know, we have, over the years, we've built this relationship with Canada where, yes, they're two distinct countries, but really creating one of the more seamless borders on the planet, because historically we've had such a good relationship with one another. Because we set it up that way, now anytime you could have a disruption, it's really going to have a ripple effect across the border. You know, there's even things like agricultural exports that originate from the Midwest. They get exported from the Pacific Northwest, but if it's operating on the Canadian Pacific Kansas City line, there are times some of those shipments, they just cross the border into Canada, come back into the United States, and then they eventually are exported. Well, that's an example of something that would be impacted as well. So mm-hmm. we really do need to obviously keep that in mind. The thing I like to say routinely is that when it comes to supply chains, unpredictability, unreliability, that's kryptonite to having an effective transportation system. And so, having kind of friction between management and labor, that's another example of that kind of uncertainty that really makes it difficult to thrive and flourish as an industry.
We're talking with Mike Steenhoek, Executive Director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, here today on AOA. Mike, let's turn our attention to water levels. Sounds like a lot of water levels here on U.S. rivers and streams have improved, but I know one area we've continued to keep our eye on is the Panama Canal. What's the latest of what you're hearing about that important shipping channel?
Yeah, we're seeing a real noticeable improvement. Now, the good news with Panama right now is that, they really don't have the four traditional seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter. The two distinct seasons in Panama is the wet season and the dry season. And during the dry season is from middle of December to the end of April, where they will receive about 1 to 3 inches a month. But once the wet season begins in early May, which now we're in the wet season, that extends through the middle of December, they routinely receive 10 inches plus rain a month, culminating into 20 inches of rain on average in the month of November. So now we're in the time of the year where they're starting to get more rains. You're seeing the water levels on the reservoir that supplies fresh water for the locks to operate. That's getting replenished. And so you're seeing the number of daily transits that the canal is authorities allowing, that's increasing. So we're not fully out of it yet, but things are certainly improving. And obviously we hope for rainfall to continue. And so that's obviously a bit of good news, particularly when the situation at the Suez Canal remains really dangerous, and that clearly is not a viable option.
And I was just going to ask you as well, I know we have some of those other challenges around the world there in the Middle East, for instance, and other hot spots. Any big updates on other areas of the world that we need to keep an eye on?
Yeah, that's the real, the concern is, is that Suez Canal. With the Panama Canal, it's there's certain shipments that were more affected by the drought and the limited number of transits than others. And you saw less of an impact on containerized shipping, less of an impact on automobile carriers or cruise ships, because they are able to pay higher tolls when there's more limit to the number of capacity and transits allowed. Well, dry bulk vessels that agriculture tend to utilize, that's more impacted by those limitations. So now that you're seeing more transits allowed at Panama, now we can use that more effectively. That's putting less pressure on other alternative routes like the Suez Canal or going around the southern tip of Africa, which that adds easily 15 to 20 additional days by just going around the southern tip of Africa, and obviously some additional cost as well. So we're obviously happy to see the needle moving in the right direction when it comes to Panama.
I'm going to go down a small rabbit hole with you here before we run out of time, Mike. I know we've gotten the recent announcement that the Biden administration is increasing or adding tariffs here on China, and there's been talk of China retaliating. And immediately when I think about a trade war with China, I think about impacts to the soybean market. And I just wonder, if we do in fact see that, could that have an impact on shipping rates? Could it have a broader impact on soybean exports, things like that? Any thoughts on that situation right now?
We certainly saw it really magnified in 2018, 2019 when we had the trade war with China. And, you know, that's by far our number one export destination. And so obviously we value that customer and we want to see it continue. And obviously, though, there are certain areas that would feed soybeans disproportionately into that market. You saw a lot of that in the kind of the western states like the Dakotas, Nebraska, et cetera. And so then when all of a sudden you put a big stop sign between those, the soybeans produced in those particular states and their customer, i.e. China, those soybeans kind of become homeless and they need to find a different route. And then all of a sudden you've got more soybeans being directed to a particular market and you don't often have the supply chain that can really accommodate that. And so it really throws a big wrench into our industry. And so obviously we hope for that not to occur.
Well, it's something we'll keep our eyes on. Not saying it's going to happen, but we've seen it happen before. So it makes us worry about it here moving forward. I know folks can learn more information. Just go to soytransportation.org. And with that, Mike Steenhook, Executive Director for the Soy Transportation Coalition. Mike, it's always good to talk with you, sir. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you, Jesse. Appreciate it.
All right, coming up next here on AOA, brought to you by Cenex. When using high-quality Cenex lubricants, rest assured that you'll get the most out of your equipment. Learn more at Cenex.com or visit your local Cenex location for more information. We're going to learn more about the new seasons of Farm Her and Ranch Her. That's next on AOA, Agriculture of America.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started Wesley Financial Group to do one thing, help people get out of their timeshare nightmare. When you buy a timeshare, the timeshare company can raise your annual maintenance fees at will. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Want out of your timeshare? Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-785-1155. That's 800-785-1155. 800-785-1155.
Join us every Tuesday for Around the Table, brought to you by CHS, as we examine how the modern cooperative system solves today's biggest challenges. We'll be talking to CHS experts and farmers and ranchers just like you, and we'll learn how cooperatives apply innovation and technology to help co-op owners get more value every day. Join us Around the Table every Tuesday, or visit cooperativeownership.com to learn more.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now.
Private health care is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
As planting season begins across the country, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to follow the basic steps for seed treatment stewardship. Follow directions on seed container labeling. Eliminate weeds in the field prior to planting. Minimize dust by using advanced seed flow lubricants. Be aware of honeybees and hives located near the field. Ensure that any spilled seeds are removed or covered by soil to protect wildlife and the environment. And remove all treated seed left in equipment. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Welcome back to AOA, brought to you by our friends at Cenex. Selecting the right grease is critical. Cenex Premium Grease has helped achieve superior strength and performance. Trust your local experts at Cenex to find the right premium grease for you or visit Cenex.com for more information. We want to learn more right now about the new seasons of Farm Her and Ranch Her, which you can see on RFD TV. Joining us now, she is the CEO for Farm Her and Ranch Her. Raquel Kaler is with us here today on AOA. Raquel, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate you joining us. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you. Hey, Jesse, it's great to be here. And thanks again for inviting us.
Well, let's dive in and talk about Farm Her and Ranch Her. And I think just to start to set this up for folks, tell us a little bit about the mission behind both shows and the work you are doing with these programs and how they showcase women in agriculture.
You know, Farm Her and Ranch Her really are all about shining a light on women in agriculture and how can we make a positive impact on their life. We're two lifestyle and media sister brands, and it's all about women who love the land, care for the community, and feed the people. Farm Her started about in 2013 by a woman named Margie Geiler Alanese, had the idea and the vision to really start photographing women in agriculture. It came after the Super Bowl commercial in 2013, the Ram one that you saw, and it was a beautiful commercial, but you never saw that many women. And it really just kind of struck a nerve with her. It was something she was passionate about. So this started as a photography project. I then decided to go and meet Margie one day and kind of introduce myself, as my family's from the RFD TV side of things, and kind of told her, hey, let's turn this into a TV show. Love the mission around this. So from there, it kind of started to blossom. And now it's over 10 years old, total between photography and social media and the television show. We've already profiled over 400 women, farmers and ranchers across the country. So again, It's really just kind of showing that, shining a light on them and updating that image that, hey, women are a part of this too.
Wow. Well, and think about this. And to that point, women are part of this too. I mean, share your perspective, just how much the role of women in agriculture has changed in the last 10, 20 years and how it continues to evolve, Raquel.
You know, we all know that women in agriculture, this is nothing new. Women have always been a part of this. It's just something that you haven't seen. It's not something that is really portrayed in the media and the marketing initiatives. It's always, they're secondary. They're playing that secondary role to the male type figure in those. So women really have made substantial contributions over the last 10 to 20 years, I would say, in industry's growth, innovation, sustainability, And really, the future looks really bright for women in agriculture. There's opportunities with empowerment, leadership, making a huge impact. And it's just nice to really see that, you know, women really are a part of this. And when that you think of a farmer or rancher, you no longer just think of a male, that women can be that too.
I think about that, and you mentioned the future, and I just think about how roles have changed on the farm and ranch. And, you know, a lot of times, women are out there getting their hands dirty even more so than they were some 25, 30 years ago. I mean, they're like you said, they're right there alongside their husbands and whatnot here, and really playing that integral role on the operation, aren't they?
They are. I mean, it's a partnership. At the end of the day, you see, I personally think that men are getting more involved in the traditional, what you used to think women roles were on the farm. And then you see women getting involved in what you thought used to be the traditional roles for men on the farm. And so it's just kind of a great partnership of how people are raising their families, how they're taking on these legacies to the next generation, and just kind of starting to change with the times. And you're starting to see it more and more, which is great.
Well, again, you guys highlight that on Farm Her and Ranch Her. Tell us a little bit about the new seasons of both Farm Her and Ranch Her. What are some of maybe your favorite stories from these new seasons? What can viewers expect?
You know, I absolutely love these new seasons. I will say that this is some of the best productions that we've ever done from RFD TV Productions and Farm Her and Ranch Her. Just the quality that has been gone into this. We have 4K cameras going around the country and extremely proud of the team. But for Farm Her, we have Kirby Schnorr, who's the host of the new television show. She comes from an almond farm background in California. She's been in, I would say, the agriculture and Western lifestyle as a media reporter over the last several years. And this is just an opportunity for her to get back to her roots and play a part in agriculture, of something that's still near and dear to her heart. So she's going around the country and profiling everything from, I would say with Farm Her, you have a lot of versatility. So you have obviously your corn, wheat, soybeans, but you also have cranberries and you have avocados and you have finger limes is a new thing that you learned about this year, which was actually one of my favorites, because here we are, we think we know every kind of produce that's out there, yet this year we got to showcase to the world what finger limes are, and so many people had never heard of those, and they're being grown in California. And then you have Janie Johnson, who obviously has been a big role on the Cowboy Channel and going around the country with Western lifestyle and reporting on rodeo, but her background is also ranching, and she worked recently returned to the ranch with her family, and so she's a rancher herself. So when this kind of came about, showed the interest with her. And so now she's hitting the road. And what you see with Rancher is a lot of these Western heritage legacy type ranches that have women that are at the forefront of it. And just showing that, again, women are a part of this, what they do, and sharing that story from the lens of the woman.
Well, all great stuff. Raquel, as we kind of wrap up here, we got about a minute. Where can folks learn more information about both programs? Where can they find details on when both Farm Her and Ranch Her air on RFD TV, maybe watch on demand, et cetera? Where can we get all the details at?
Easiest is farmher.com or ranchher.com or rfdtv.com. But in general, we premiere on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can also watch it on demand and streaming on RFD TV Now and Cowboy Channel Plus. So lots of ways to watch it. And we would love to have everybody tune in and kind of give us your thoughts and let us know. But so far, so good. It seems like the audience is loving it. So we're excited to be back on the road this week, and they're producing more for this fall.
Well, we can't wait to check out more episodes. Again, Farm Her and Ranch Her. Find all those details online and check out the newest seasons of both programs, celebrating and highlighting the role of women in agriculture. And with that, CEO of Farm Her and Ranch Her, Raquel Kaler. Raquel, thank you for joining us on Agriculture of America today. Always appreciate the time, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Jesse. I really enjoyed today, so thank you again.
You bet. You bet. Great stuff there. Again, find out all the details online and check out those new seasons of Farm Her and Ranch Her on RFD TV. We're out of time on AOA today, brought to you by Cenex. As after long days in the field, equipment subject to wear, Cenex premium lubricants, they're going to help keep your equipment protected. Learn more at Cenex.com. That's going to do it for the show today. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Eight. 80 million listeners depend on AM radio to always be on, delivering news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports you can trust. AM radio also delivers vital emergency information when you need it most. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
And we're back, looking at another lopsided matchup, Jim. Today we have a combine taking on a train.
Yeah, that heavy train is about 1,000 times heavier than the combine. No competition there.
Right, especially given that it'll take at least a mile to stop that train.
That's 18 football fields.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks? Think train.
This message brought to you by Operation Lifesaver.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at